When the First World War broke out, there was no working role for women. Later, people called upon the government to provide opportunities for women to contribute to the war effort. They believed that women wanted to do more than organize charity collections and knit socks to be sent to the soldiers in the front lines. It was a shortage of shells on the Western Front, however, that was to result in the first real opportunities for women to take part in the war effort. In 1915, the British government established national factories to make products for the war effort, in particular military supplies. Women were encouraged to work in these factories. Although the work was hard and conditions unpleasant, many women welcomed the opportunity to help the war effort. For women who had previously been in domestic service, the higher wages and shorter hours of these factories were another reason why they were willing to do this work. Women now had the chance to undertake a wider variety of jobs, such as driving delivery vans, working as bus conductresses and police officers, repairing roads, and working in mines. The Woman's Land Army was created to help ensure that farms did not go short of workers. These women were paid the same wages as men, and completed hard tasks such as weaving. Throughout Britain, women found themselves with a chance to show what they were capable of, and how they had the strength to undertake many of the tasks which they previously had been thought too weak for. World War I had created many new job opportunities for women.
Multi-choice questions. Question 1. What is the passage mainly about? Question 2. What could women do to help the war effort before 1915? Question 3. What led to the establishment of the national factories? Question 4. Why did many women choose to work in those national factories? Question 5. Which of the following is a function of the Woman's Land Army?